Thank you. First, I wanted to acknowledge the work of so many people. So the first slide does not take the space does not take the names or even the number of people in the communities who contributed to the success of this work in West Bank and Gaza. So acknowledgement goes to so many people at the community level. Talking about champion community in very difficult situation needs to look at the context, how that is happening, what is going on behind the scenes to make that champion community an entry point for social justice in Palestinian community. And these are some of the problems that any Palestinian would encounter and face when he is going to provide health care. So it's the longest conflict in history, in the current modern history in the world. So it's ongoing situation of conflict and political instability in the West Bank, with lots of problems that prevent people from communicating from one community to another because of closure system, curfew, and the separation wall that is felt in West Bank that makes movement of people from one place to another, from one village to another, is so difficult. Combined with that, Palestine, because of this situation, has higher number of unemployed people, level of poverty, people living in poverty, especially in Gaza Strip, is very high, reaching 45% of the total population. And again, back to the isolation, but in this particular comment, it's the isolation of the two geographic areas, West Bank from Gaza Strip. They are completely separated. There is no such any connection between these two places. In this context, we are really living in a situation where our country is in transition. The state is Palestinians are building their own state, and our society is also facing so many aspects of transition, from traditional society to modernization, from a society that living under occupation to semi-occupation, and so on. So these all are factors that put some constraints on the health system and on the delivery of health care. Just to have an overview of the Palestinian health sector and issues that put also more of challenges ahead of us. One, that it's a fragmented health service. We have five health providers, main health providers in Palestine: Ministry of Health, UNRWA, which stands for United Nations Refugee Work Agency that serves the refugee population, NGOs and civil society organization, and private sector. All of those are there is little of coordination and cooperation between these different sectors. Inadequate equipment and supplies, in particular when it comes to the Ministry of Health, and Palestinian citizens, especially when it comes to the service provided by the Ministry of Health, there is a low citizen participation, and that leads to little of trust on the healthcare system provision. How is that really providing quality of healthcare for the Palestinians? And again, back to the issue of communication. It's not only due to the geographic problems, but also due to the traditional way of doing business in the health sector, poor communication between service provider and the communities. There is little to do among that, especially in the area where we try to support the Ministry of Health in enhancing that kind of communication. And above all, Palestine is a country that is highly dependent on donor donor money, donor support. So that also imposes another type of problem of how things can be sustained and how we can make sure that health services can be really sustainable and of quality. Who we are, we, again, back to the project that we are supporting the Ministry of Health with is, it's called the Palestinian Health Sector Reform and Development Project. It's funded by the United States Agency for International Development and works in close relation with the Ministry of Health and many other non-governmental organizations in three different aspects of work. One, we try to support health sector reform and management. We try to support procurement of health and humanitarian assistance commodities, and we try to strengthen and support the Ministry of Health in strengthening clinical and community-based health. And this is our overall goal, is strengthening the institutional capacity and performance of the Ministry of Health through this project. Where we are working, and I just wanted to concentrate on the subject of my presentation, the champion community approach, how we are implementing it and where we are implementing it. To those who don't know much about this particular area of land, this is the West Bank, and this is Gaza Strip. Here is Israel, and this is the Mediterranean. Here is Jordan. This is from geographic point of view. Now, from activity point of view, we tried to concentrate on some districts in the West Bank. Mainly, we started in Nablus area with 21 communities. We are, and Qalqilia, five communities, and we are moving to Hebron district with additional 12 communities. How is this approach built upon? What are the long-term goals of this this approach? It is built around three pillars, major pillars of how to make champion community succeed in Palestinian communities. One, we wanted to encourage citizen participation. We wanted to have more of ownership of the community and higher level of responsibility on healthcare provision. And we wanted to have a kind of dialogue, access to MOH facilities. And in doing that, we with citizen participation, there is we try to improve on quality of care, but also they are contributing to better planning of healthcare services, improving on the governance and transparency of how things are done. In ownership, we try to introduce new services with the help of the local communities and the involvement of private sector. And in making this partnership happen, we are talking about a long-term relationship between NGOs, local CBOs, and Ministry of Health clinics. This is how things happen and how this approach is done. Upon ministries of health priority areas, where are the communities that really lack or have difficulties in provision of services? The teams and the local community work on levels, try to meet, figure out what kind of problems they have. There is a ceremony of signing agreement between the Ministry of Health, local communities, and teams working in that particular area. And then the implementation goes on with certain amount of monitoring, supervision, evaluating of that, and then that would lead to which community has succeeded really to implement much of the goals and objectives they have in mind. Examples of how this champion community has managed and succeeded to create new culture and new relationship between the community and the Ministry of Health is the example of forming community clinic boards. This is an example of how we create partnership of change between the Ministry of Health staff, which has never had a clear contact and relationship with the local community and the local community, and they are playing a kind of catalyst to change and reform in the structure of the services in that particular community. We support the Ministry of Health and the local community in opening dialogue on health issues that is of concern in that particular community. And this open dialogue is not only limited to the community. Involvement of central, district, and clinic level is taking place. Another aspect of that is empowering women to lead the way. Most of the CPO community-based organization are led by women. Women are empowered to take, as major health provider, to take the lead in that process. They conduct household surveys, some exit interviews just to verify what kind of improvement of the quality care is taking place. And these are some of the results where shows some increase of access and satisfaction of community members in different four locations that the community members have conducted themselves. This is also how much we promote the participation of local community in health promotion activities. If this is at the beginning of the year, this is at the end of the year. Again, how they contributed in introducing new services or improve on existing services at the level of the primary health care. And that is combined with providing capacity strengthening to community members that they, through which they can really be of help. Some of these training on first aid, leadership on other things. And again, part of what we do there also in improving their contribution to behavioral change by training also local community members, active women, to conduct their own awareness raising in various subjects. Most importantly is investing in the capacity of the local community in raising support and encourage community contribution to the local health center, which these represent how much they've been able to collect to support the improvement of quality of service at these community health centers. And this is how we are, through all these processes, I think, we are achieving social justice by empowerment of women, by having right-based approach to health services. People have the right to access quality of services. And improving the channel of communication between health service provider and communities is a key issue. Promote transparency, increase sense of ownership, and access to health services. These are the five lessons learned in our approach or in the experience that we have in these 21 communities in Nablus. Mainly, community partnership with MOH increases citizenship impact on health sector policies and planning. They are contributing to what we need to do in a particular clinic. Community volunteers are contributing to the activities there and become a real agent of change and community mobilizers. And we are creating partnership of for change between the local community, Ministry of Health, and other CBOs. And the private sector, local community are contributing to the building up and contributing to the building up of the health service provision. And that's a way of guaranteeing that sustainability is an issue that we are guaranteeing in that sense. And finally, I just wanted to through the provision or introduction of services in these 21 communities. This is a story that might give a clue about how much people have waited to quality of care services provided to them. We've been talking about breast cancer prevention. And this woman came for the first time. She heard about it previously, but she came to the clinic that has been a mobile clinic that has been in introduced into the region to seeking this type of service. Thank you very much.